Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, happy Thursday. So Labor Day is nearing, which of course is known as the official launch of the political advertising season. But it's off to an early start. So many summer residents have already enjoyed the back and forth in the 2nd District Congressional race between Republican incumbent Bruce Poliquin and Democratic challenger Jared Golden. There are two independents there, but they're likely not to run TV ads. But let's give a listen first to a bit of Golden's ad in which he's on a lobster boat sporting bib overalls and talking into the camera about what should be thrown overboard.
Partisan politics, since we're all part of the same team. Special interests that block cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. Career politicians like Bruce Poliquin, who voted for plans that would gut Social Security and Medicare.
I approve this ad because we have to throw out what's bad with Washington and get something good.
Cynthia, the message there is pretty clear and kind of standard politically. I mean, Bruce Poliquin is a career politician and overly partisan and in bed with special interests, while Jared Golden is a regular hardworking guy with tattoos from his military service who loves Maine.
What's interesting to me about the Golden ad and the Poliquin ad is that what we're seeing the candidates try to define the race in very familiar terms. But what's different is the Trump administration casts sort of a pall of corruption over the Republicans, I think, across the country, including Bruce Poliquin. So what seems like a tied and true message of, you know, a career politician in this case, there's some grit to it because of what we're hearing out of Washington. So many people indicted, so many people close to the president have been caught up in the Mueller investigation. The president himself has been so chaotic that to suggest that Poliquin is a career politician down in Washington, in the swamp, in this culture, I think is a good message.
Dick, is the lobstering image an effective one in the 2nd District?
It was a little too cute for my taste. I would have liked the introductory ad that more conveyed him as somebody who was serious of purpose and you know, what he hoped to achieve by running for this office. So, yeah, you know, if he were in fact a lobster fisherman, then I would get it. But sort of seeing him posing as a lobster fisherman, at least I don't think that's on his bio. But having him pose that way, that to me was a little too cute for my taste, and I'm sure it works for some people, but not so much for me.
Let's go to a 2nd ad. This is produced and paid for by the Congressional Leadership Fund, so it's a third party, on behalf of Bruce Poliquin.
Mainers work hard, pay their taxes. So why isn't Jared Golden looking out for us? In Augusta, Golden voted to let welfare recipients use your tax dollars to buy tattoos, tobacco, alcohol, even lottery tickets. Golden even opposed middle-class tax cuts that are saving Maine families over $2,000 a year. Liberal Jared Golden. Wasteful handouts for them. Higher taxes for us. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The last scene of that ad, which you can't see because it's the radio here, shows a man's bare back with a tattoo across that reads Liberal Jared Golden and some other messaging. And of course, Golden has openly displayed his arm tattoos in his ads. Is this, Meredith, a not so subtle slam on his body art? And if so, do you think that plays in the 2nd District?
Well, you know, the body art piece, you know, they're working a little on the overtime side to try to come up with some negatives for someone who, you know, has served in the Maine legislature, but really doesn't have, you know, really strong national issues that they can go head to head with them. And I think that they have drawn something, again, that's a little deep for folks so that people have to kind of tease this out. It's going to create conversation and PR, which is really the two pieces. You know, today when you run an ad, you want the coverage of your ad, but you also want the bounce of some maybe twist or turn to it to give you the print media to kind of go with it, and if you will, the conversation, just like we're doing right now.
I guess it worked at least on us, right? And there have been other stories on this particular ad, Cynthia. But do these PACs, these third party generators of very aggressive advertising in these campaigns, do they have a sense of the place in which they're airing these ads?
Well, whether they have a sense of place or not is somewhat irrelevant because the research shows that when people are afraid, they vote more conservative. So as long as they throw in the dirty word liberal and suggest that Jared Golden presents a threat, then that is playing on people's fears and boosts the, the points for conservatives. So, tattoos, I think that there's a veiled reference to Jared Golden's, he did not support legislation that would limit welfare recipients' use of money to, get tattoos or buy alcohol. So there's a little bit of a dig, on his voting record. But I think mostly it's just to present Jared Golden as the other and to make people afraid of him.
Dick, does advertising in some way tell you anything about how the campaigns are feeling, things are going?
Sure. I think that going this negative this early is clearly reflecting the fact that Bruce Poliquin is vulnerable. And I think what they're trying to do is paint a label on the opponent as too liberal for Maine. These kinds of ads, begin to give that label some resonance. And I think, I think that's what's going on here.
As we mentioned, there are two independents in the race, Will Hoare and Tiffany Bond. They probably will not air TV ads, but they will be taking part in debates, including ours at Maine Public. And Dick, for independent candidates, is the digital venue, is that the place where they can compete in terms of advertising?
I think they absolutely can compete in a digital space. I think they can compete in the traditional space.
One thing I think that's going to be really interesting going into the midterm election is that since we're still not sure whether or not Russia's government colluded with the Trump campaign, and there's still lingering questions about fake news impacting the 2016 presidential election, hopefully consumers of ads will go into the midterms with a little more skepticism and scratch the surface. And my hope is that a lot of these ads from out-of-state PACs are just ignored. It just seems to me a waste of energy and time for people to listen to them when we don't know who's behind them and what the motivations are.
All right. Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, see you next time.